Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tori Joyce is with the West Cork Animal Welfare Group, and she joins me with a heartwarming story about a duck who decided to leave the city and head to beautiful Clonakilty. And why wouldn't the duck go to beautiful Clonakilty on a bit of a day trip? And Tori joins me with more on this story. Good afternoon, Tori.
Good afternoon, Patricia, and thanks very much for having us on. And hello to you and all your listeners.
Well, it's a real pleasure, and it's good that we have you on a happy good news story. Tell me what happened with this. Firstly, tell me, how is the duck and where is he now?
Well, it's a girl. Mallard. She's absolutely. She's doing really well now. She got released back to her own habitat, so it's a very happy ending and a wonderful story. But it all started the other morning when I got a message from a lovely lady called Yvonne Dempsey. And Yvonne had got a call from her husband, Michael Dempsey, who's a builder in Clonakilty. He's actually building a new estate in which is called on Strúchán Beag, which is opposite Ladies Cross, which was an estate he also built. One of his colleagues rolled up who'd come in from the city side, and there was a duck wedged in the front grille of his van. Now, the man's name is Ray. So what transpired was Ray had left from the Cork City area about a little bit into his journey. He was going through Ballygarvan area and he heard a bang. Now, he looked in his mirrors, obviously saw nothing, kept travelling and arrived to his place of work. And his work colleague, Michael Dempsey, the builder, Michael saw the duck and contacted his wife because they needed some advice. So Michael was absolutely fantastic. I want to thank Michael, Ray, and all the colleagues there, all the guys there very much. So Michael had removed the duck from the grill, had put her in a quiet room in the estate, and then they wanted to know what happens next. So first thing, I had to ascertain whether she was a domestic duck or a wild duck.
Okay.
So I got a photograph through of Mrs. Duck. So she's a female wild mallard. And I do have some experience with ducks because I actually hand-reared a couple of wild ducks years ago. And so I would have known a bit about them, but got Michael to make sure. Really, the first thing we had to make sure was she wasn't injured. Otherwise, she'd have gone into our vets in Faxbridge. And she seemed okay, but extremely stressed. Being a wild animal, they can actually die of a heart attack very easily. So I advised Michael to put some water in. So a plan was hatched. So the rescue got a carrier down, a nice car, because we couldn't put her in a cargo box or in the car or anything.
Okay.
And I was going to put an appeal up to have her returned. But what I thought was, it's best the guy, he knew where the bang was on the road, but he didn't stop because he didn't see anything. But he knew the exact area around Ballygarvan. So she needed to be returned back there.
Yeah, because when he heard the bang, probably just thought he went over a plastic bottle or something.
Well, yes.
Or
a stone or anything. He didn't really know anything. So she actually travelled from Ballygarvan to Clonakilty 45 minutes stuck in the grill of the car.
Goodness.
How she survived is an absolute miracle, because animals and birds often do get stuck in grills of cars, Patricia, but they do not survive.
Any injuries?
She seemed fine, but I wanted her there for a few hours just to make sure she was, and she seemed absolutely fine. She was walking just to check the wings, because, of course, it could have been a broken wing.
Yeah.
And to make sure that the stress levels went down. So, in fairness, Michael, he followed all the instructions. We dropped down a box to him. And Ray, on the way home,
he brought his passenger back.
He brought his passenger back. She didn't pay any taxi fee at all. But in the meantime, I did ring a friend of mine, Jez Simpson, Ballyjob. I have a few people I call who are very, very good on my life, just to make sure that everything we were doing was correct. Charlie Lee there at Skibbereen Garden Centre. I've got Rita Eaton there in Skibbereen, and Jess Sims in Ballydehob. So Jess said, fine. So he advised, yes, bring her back. And I really thought that I did think of putting up an appeal, as I said, but I thought this, Ray knows exactly where he tipped her and where she came from. So she went in the box. So what I said, put her in the box, cover it with a towel or a blanket, which they did. And Ray, luckily, brought her back and dropped her off. And I don't know if you've seen the video of her release.
I haven't yet. I certainly will. It's up on your Facebook page.
Yes, it is. And I just want to really thank Michael Dempsey and the boys there because they did a wonderful job. They did everything that they were instructed to do. And it all worked out perfectly. And for them to take the time, because as you know, builders are up to 90 at the moment.
Yeah, we need them. We need them more than ever.
And we need them.
Yeah.
So Michael now has developed a new nickname. He's called the West Cork Duck Whisperer, I hear, from his wife.
isn't it great? And I love to see the kindness like that, because unfortunately there's so much cruelty when it comes to animals in this
Absolutely.
Country. But the flip side of it is,
There's
so much love and kindness for animals as well, and that's what needs to get celebrated a lot
Absolutely.
More than the cruelty.
Absolutely. And how she survived 45 minutes in the gull of a car from Ballygarvan to Clonakilty is a miracle, because they would rarely survive that. But Michael removed her, and he knew what to do. He knew to keep the wings tight, how to handle her, and it's such a lovely story. Come up at Easter now. It's just a wonderful welfare story.
Well done. Well, because you often hear of cats climbing in under the bonnet of a car and can travel huge distances.
Yes, we always advise people just to bang the bonnet of a car like that just before they leave, just to make sure. Always get in the habit of doing it, because cats can go up into the, as you say, up into the engine.
Mm. Particularly in cold weather, if there's heat, you know, the way cats are attracted to heat. So how are you doing at the West Cork Animal Welfare Group? Are you busy as always?
Pretty full on at the moment.
Is it?
It's an avalanche at the moment. Just the amount of dogs and cats that people are surrendering or don't want anymore. And I think even at this stage, our waiting list has been abandoned, because we're just taking it on emergency cases at the moment and helping what we can, giving advice where we can, Patricia. We're actually trying to help people to actually be able to hold on to their dogs. I mean, there is the renting issue, which of course you'll know well about.
Yeah.
There's also, people can maybe find a relative friend to walk the dog. People are all worried that they can't give it enough time. But the most important thing in rescue is to give us time, is not to say we're moving next week, we're moving tomorrow, we're moving. And there's nothing we can do in a day or two. We need time. Time is very precious.
Is the cost of living crisis affecting some families?
It probably is. Yes, it probably is. Even when people are adopting now, we actually go through everything with vet care, because a vet, as you know yourself, you can take an animal to a vet, and if something is wrong, it can be a few hundred. We also are asking people to look into insurance if they can afford it, because it does help with the bigger operations and stuff. And also maybe doggy daycare. But the one thing is, if anybody really wants a job or an employment, is to actually set themselves up as a proper insured dog walker and daycare to look after people's dogs, because there isn't really many people around who are doing this, and it would be a great job for someone, a great opportunity if people want to work with animals, but they can't have their own animals, but they could actually set up a business.
That's a good idea. That is a good idea.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Listen, somebody says quack, quack. Good story.
Okay. Yes, quack.
Okay. Listen, Toria. It is quackers. It's a pleasure as always to talk
you
with
too.
You. And you do fantastic work at the Animal Welfare Group. Keep it up. But thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good afternoon to you, Tori Joyce. And well done to everybody that was involved in the rescue of that duck, that female wild mallard earlier on in the week.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.